for me, the strategy would be to continue to do quote-unquote illegal broadcast. I still stand by the fact of their own regulations that say if you're not broadcasting outside of state lines, you're not doing anything illegal. If it's going to take somebody to go to court and do prison time for free speech, then that's what it fucking takes. I think that, you know, if you're doing quote-unquote illegal broadcast, that you need to, number one, be very technically aware, not jam anybody else's signal, have clear free, have a clear signal going out there, and, you know, lock down your shit, man. Lock it down. If you know a welder, get a big steel table, make it as hard as possible for them to get your stuff, man. The LPFM really has co-opted this movement a lot because everybody is just searching for that little piece of the pie that they're willing to give us, and I think that is very destructive to the movement as a whole. At the same time, we do need to have stations on the air that are offering this information, but I still think that, you know, constantly continuing to fight the oppressors has to go on. I think that people have to continue to do community stations without any licenses at all, because they don't have a right to license us. They just make us think that they have a right to license us. If you're operating on a low power, they don't have a right to license you, and it does need to go to court, and they're going to hold it out in court forever and ever and ever. And I'm not willing to wait for that. I'm not willing to wait for a license. I'm not willing to set up a station with a board of directors that is, you know, a hierarchy that is completely against the type of community building that I'm looking for as far as having some type of revolutionary force in this country. Once they get a search warrant signed for you, they have to come and get your equipment. If they come there with a search warrant and they don't get your equipment, they look like real dumbasses to the judge, to their other FCC buddies. So, I mean, even just making them look like dumbasses is good enough for me. And if people aren't willing to, you know, get a warning or get I got an injunction. I'm still here. I'm still doing stuff. I'm still active in my community. It's people get so scared. What are they going to do, man? They're not, you know, what's the worst they can do to you? And if you're not willing to take that step, are you really... you really have anything critical to say to your community? You know, I really feel like people need to be a little bit more willing to sacrifice.